Welcome back to a special edition of our show today. We are live from the Inglis Complex in New South Wales, building up to the Easter sales, where all the biggest trainers, all the biggest owners and all the biggest breeders are looking at these horses. The sale starts in a couple of days, and we might wander out and have a chat to Peter Moody, who's busy at work at the moment, inspecting these yearlings, watching them walk around in front of him. Moody, it's great to see you, mate. How are you?
Morning, Blue Eyes. Lovely to see you. Happy Easter to you and all the people out there.
Absolutely. Now, you've been watching these horses since early this morning. You're getting them to walk up and down in front of you. What exactly are you looking for?
Looking for an athlete, a bit like myself, Michael. Listen, everyone looks for something a little bit different, but at the end of the day, you know, we're looking for a horse that we can hopefully mould into a racehorse. So what we're doing is eliminating the risk. You know, you treat horses like you treat people. You sort of, you know, in the 30 seconds which one's going to annoy the piss out of you and which one's going to take your eye and you're going to like and be able to work with. But first appearance is everything. Nice head, great physique, you know, slope of shoulder, depth of girth, length of hip, those sort of things. And if it sort of meets all your criteria, then you sort of work down and look at the legs and you know, see how they're working in unison, how they move, how their action is, you know, and everyone's got their little idiosyncrasies, but, you know, they are flesh and blood and they're born to make a fool out of us. But as a trainer, I think you just look to eliminate some of the risk that might stop them being a fast racehorse.
We're looking at the Witten Draft here and it's hard to find any horses that have many faults in them. What's this lot that you're looking at that's coming through right now?
What do we got here? Lot 114, so the grooms bring them out and usually call their number out to us and we go to the book, or a lot of people use the iPads these days, but I'm a bit old-fashioned, I'm still pen and paper, and he's an I'm Invincible colt out of a stakes performed at Northern Media Mare in Swing Vote. So, you know, we just, first thing we do, we have a look at him. He's got a nice top on him. He's nice and strong. He's obviously got a hematoma between his front legs there. You can see a bit of swelling where the girth would actually sit on the horse. So whether he suffered some sort of injury in the paddock or whatever, but he's got a lovely head on him, length of rein. His depth of girth is sort of made look a bit different by that hematoma under there, but he's got a great hip, great length of hip on him, sort of from the point of the hip to the back of the bum. You want to see a bit of length and power there, that's the engine room. So first appearances, he's quite a tidy horse. He's got a nice long forearm and a short cannon, which usually sort of equates to a good length of stride. So let's have a look at him move and see what we've got.
Moods, I'll let you go. A quick one yesterday, just on Nickajack Cove. What do you make of the run?
Oh yeah, I was pleased. I thought he ran very well. We had to go back to last from the bad barrier, but he quickened up nice. 500 to 300, sprinted right up behind him, then got stopped at his tracks, but then worked to the line okay. I think he ran 9th or 10th, but a very pleasing run for a horse first up for 6 months. Weight for age, probably not ideally suited there either. So a lot of positives. So we're home to Victoria now in the hope that we get a clearance to race down there. We're not 100% sure on how that's going to be seen, but hopefully the Racing Victoria vets saw enough in the horse's race yesterday to think that he's going to be okay to race, because the other thing is, he's always been suggested it's going to be more comfortable racing our direction in Melbourne than he was in Sydney. And Luke did note that he was, you know, bounced off the rail a few times and he was a little bit awkward that way. So love to get him home for the Andrew Ramsden and run him there, because it's going to be a long trip back to Queensland if we're not allowed to race in Victoria.
Yeah. And well done with the filly too. You must have been wrapped with her, Prince Rainey's, running so well in the Group 1.
She ran good. Filly having a third start in a run, she was very good. So she had head to the Oaks, you would think, with a good chance in a couple of weeks' time.
Good on you, Moods. Best of luck.